Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology.
Good morning and happy new year to you, and happy new year, Mr. Dave Schwann.
Happy new year to you, Dave.
How's it going, buddy?
Good, good. Trying to get the new year started off on the right foot and moving right along here. So it is now January 3rd.
Look
so
at that already.
I'm trying to stay focused and positive.
What, any New Year's resolutions, so to speak?
Oh,
or is that
same
it?
Same old ones. I'm going to lose 20 pounds. I'm going to, you know, be a little more active, you know, physically and that sort of thing. So we shall see.
I'm going to swear less on the air. That's going to be my New Year's resolution. You know, I had a life coach on.
Yeah, the license is up for renewal.
So. Is that what it is? Okay, yeah, that'll be careful. No, we had a life coach on, Steve, when I was filling in for Cochran this week, talking about New Year's resolutions. They said, well, you have to really make more of a specific goals when you're doing this. So if you say, hey, you know what, I'm going to read more books. What book? When are you going to start it? What's the goal to finish
it? Yeah, that makes sense. What type of book? Do you want a fiction? Do you want biographies? Do you want just fun stuff to read? What do you want?
Yeah, exactly. And then, hey, I'm going to spend more time with my family. Well, does that mean, you know, it was somebody called and said about their parents. I don't see my parents enough. And she said, well, you know what? How about the third Sunday of every month?
Pick a day.
And pick a day and then make sure you either, if you're going to cook, fine. If you're going to go to their house, fine. But, you know, pick a restaurant. Maybe it's the same restaurant. Maybe you make a rotation through restaurants. But then just say, Mom, Dad, every third Sunday we're going to do that. So I think, you know, being more specific will help people reach their goals.
That's very true. You know, not just to say, you know, in a very general sense, I'm going to spend more time with my family, or I'm going to read more, or I'm going to work out more. I'm watching a video on one of the TVs here. People working
set
out
a real goal.
Set a real goal. Yeah. A time. Set that aside and do it. Yeah.
Yep.
I understand that it takes maybe a couple, 3 weeks or a little longer for a real habit to set in.
I think that's true.
And so, you know, those first few times might feel like an inconvenience or a hassle.
Yeah.
But once you get into that groove, it's not so bad.
Then it becomes habit.
Just call me Dave, the life coach.
Dave, I'm telling you, you're inspiring me. You are. I feel like I want to lay down.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to sleep more this year. Yeah,
exactly.
I'm going to sleep more this year.
Me too, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we also did, Dave, this, we do this every year. We, 3-4 years, actually, we do with those we lost in 2015.
Yes.
It was, you know, it was a lot of fun to go through all and talk about all these folks, and I have a good team of people that go through some really unique facts about some of these people from television, movies, music, sports, notable figures, and the last one of the year came after the show, and that was Wayne Rogers, who played Trapper John M.D. from MASH, 82.
Right.
I saw him recently on Fox Business Network. He's been an investor.
He was an investor. He got involved with that, I understand, later in his life. But certainly one of the, you know, the founding characters on MASH. And, you know, I was thinking about MASH, Dave. As successful and wonderful a program as that was, there may be some younger people out there that don't realize it was based on a movie.
Yeah, based on a movie and based on a real experience.
And a real experience,
yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Right. You know, because the TV show was so overwhelmingly successful.
And I thought the first few seasons of that show, like I did many other shows back then, were the best.
You like the first ones?
I really do.
Well, McLean Stevenson as Colonel Blake, he cracked me up.
They just took themselves too seriously, became too political after a while.
Later as the show wore on.
And I was a kid when that was on, and I was bored with it after a while. I was like, I love the first episodes.
Yeah.
Classic series.
Yeah, oh, sure.
Another one that passed away was Meadowlark Lemon, and that's one of our first history pieces here. Mm-hmm. He is the Harlem Globetrotters, played their first game ever in 1927. And you know where they played it? They played it here in Hinckley, Illinois. That was their first tour date.
Really?
It was in Illinois. The Harlem Globetrotters.
I wonder why they went there.
I don't know, but Meadowlark Lemon just passed away, I believe, at the age of 82.
Those guys are so great to watch.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. 1935, Bob Hope first heard on network radio, really first heard anywhere. as a part of a show called The Intimate Review. Let's take a little listen to a little classic Bob Hope.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
While the Pepsodent make right for merry men, we'll shine tonight with brighter light. Here's hope that sunny gent.
Ah, thank you so much. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is the Pepsodent Kid, Bob Hope, still eating three meals a day with your teeth. I'm a little tired tonight. I just got back from the Santa Anita handicap. I would have been here sooner, but I stopped to have my barrel pressed.
I don't think people realize, you're talking about a generation lost. Bob Hope was really the biggest star of the 20th century.
He was, 1935, you said?
Yeah, that was 35, his first radio, yeah.
And was going at it in just a few years before he passed away.
Yeah, movies, television.
Yeah,
and
everything. Always did the Bob Hope Christmas special. How many untold hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of troops would be so forever grateful for the USO shows.
To bring them some of the entertainment from home.
Right.
To them. Yeah, absolutely. 1936, Billboard magazine publishes its first music hit parade. 1949, RCA introduced the 45 record.
Still the best way to plug a record, song.
I have a jukebox, man. I just love my 45s. Love my 45s. 1959, Bozo the Clown, the television show, wasn't on Channel 9, but made its debut in 1959 around the country.
The world's most famous clown in Broadsword Discord.
It was more of a showcase for the cartoons before it premiered here in 1961.
They showed the cartoons on Bozo here.
They did.
Yeah.
But these were little half-hour shows.
Yeah. Now, I believe the Bozo Circus on WGN was here. It started in, 1960?
60. Does that sound 60 right? As a half-hour show, half just hour with Bob show. Bell. Mm-hmm. And it was out of the Tribune Tower here in 61. It started at WGN at Bradley Place with a full audience, 1961.
And Ned Locke as Ringmaster Ned.
Yep,
so
you betcha.
Forth. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. 1966, WFLD, Channel 32, began broadcasting. 1973, Schoolhouse Rock premiered on ABC with Multiplication Rock. Let's take a little listen to a classic episode of Schoolhouse Rock.
As your body grows bigger,
your mind must flower.
It's great to learn,
because knowledge is power.
It's Schoolhouse Rockin', the chip off the block of your favorite Schoolhouse Rock.
You've been waiting for Conjunction Junction.
Ah, that's my favorite. It was on between cartoons. It was educational every Saturday morning. Let's take a listen. Here we go.
Conjunction Junction, what's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses.
Conjunction Junction, how's that function?
I got three favorite cards that get most of my...
Bennett, are you too young to remember Schoolhouse Rock?
Oh, come on. I love Schoolhouse Rock.
I'm too old.
Oh, well, I mean, come on. And I know it was also like a Broadway show, too. Like, they did Schoolhouse Rock live here in Chicago.
A rendition of it,
for years. I loved Schoolhouse Rock. I wish they'd bring it back. I think the kids would actually learn something from it, from the crap they got on.
You know, put some, explosion Michael Bay effects in there, and I'm sure it'll make a hit with everyone.
Why not? 1975, Wheel of Fortune debuts on NBC. 1984... Look at you doing a little mixed job there. Wheel of Fortune premiere. 1984, Clara Peller asked the question on a Wendy's commercial, Where's the beef?
It certainly is a big bun.
It's a very big bun.
Big fluffy bun.
It's a very big fluffy bun.
Where's the beef?
Some hamburger places give you a lot less beef on a lot of bun.
Where's the beef?
At Wendy's, we serve a hamburger we modestly call a single. And Wendy's single has more beef than the Whopper or Big Mac. At Wendy's, you get more beef and less bun.
Hey, where's the beef? I don't think there's anybody back there.
You want something better.
That's a classic.
Your Wendy's kind of
classic commercial.
Very quickly, Dave, with Where's the Beef, you just sparked a memory. Walter Mondale was running for president against Ronald Reagan in 1984, and one of his campaign slogans was, Where's the Beef?
That's right.
And he said, the American people want beef. They want the real thing. So,
and they got it, by the way. They got it. Last thing on this list, I got to tell you, 2007, Apple CEO Steve Jobs announces the introduction of the iPhone. I just think about, like, what did we do before the iPhone? I mean, seriously, just having a smartphone in your hands. I mean,
we talk to people face to face.
Yeah, that there's some good points there. There's some good points there. But you know what? I can check email. I can work off that thing.
Oh yeah, we
you
all
know,
do.
You know, it's amazing what it does. It provides entertainment for the kids. It does. But what did we do before that? You're right, though. We actually spoke. That's what I concerned about my own kids is that that the antisocial nature. That's why, you know, phones have to go into a basket before dinner time. They cannot be brought out at a restaurant. You can't. If we're out in public at an event, those phones, unless you're taking a picture, those phones go away. You got to set those rules.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
And it's 5:01. I don't want Bob to get mad at me because we'll be pushing. We'll be pushing the great outdoors into the next half hour. So have a
we
great,
already are.
Yeah, we are. Have a great Sunday, Dave, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, too, David.
And Happy
and
New
Bennett,
Year to
Happy
all
New
of
Year
you.
To you and your family.